First of all, I'd like to say thank you guys for your support and your coverage of our team. I think, I've been doing this a long time and I've been a lot of different places, and the media is not always friendly. All right, you guys don't look friendly, but you are really friendly, and we as a staff and our players, we do appreciate that. Going into year five, it's cool, and I'm sure Coach talked about it, but, we and I have had an opportunity to see the good and the bad of building what we're trying to build. And so it's real cool to be in a situation where we understand that our core values, those values of discipline, commitment, toughness, and selflessness, that they continue to show up on the practice field and the locker room and throughout the summer and times when we're not playing football, they show up for our team. So that's a special moment for us as coaches. Yep, we're going to do the best we can to teach them to run, to block, to tackle. But those things off the field, when those things show up, that's even more special for a coach. And I'm excited about that, to see where we've grown from, to see the leadership on our team continue to flourish, continue to grow with players who have been around here for 6 and 7. And in the case of guys like Deuce Green, been around here for 12 to 14 years. But it's been cool. That was a joke, right? That was a joke. I said you guys got mean faces, right? But you laugh at jokes sometimes. And so it's cool to be able to experience that. In terms of offense, I always come in and talk about these guys, the guys on offense who have been impressive to me. And, man, as honestly, it's quite a long list to look at the offense from a staff standpoint, from a development standpoint. Man, they're doing things that continually challenge us as defensive coaches, that continually challenge our players. And the tempo, they go fast. We can barely get lined up at times. And that's going to help us, because the people that we play in our conference and even out of our conference, they'll challenge us in those ways. So that's been not cool at all to see, but great for the offense and their development, great for the offensive players. They continually use multiple players, from tight ends, positions from tight ends to running backs to, of course, receivers in the pass game. Will, as the quarterback, has done a phenomenal job, but that's who Will is, and he continues to get better every day, get better on the field as a quarterback, the leader of our team, but then off the field and in the locker room as the leader of our team. The young dude who plays that position, Avery, everybody wants to know about him. Yes, he's dynamic. He's as dynamic as I've said before. But then to watch Jacob Knuth and see him operate back there, I can see that position for years to come is going to be in good hands. The running backs, Trayshawn Ward coming over, has done a really good job. We didn't necessarily get an opportunity to make contact with him throughout the spring, but here this fall camp, I've seen a lot of toughness from him. I've seen physicality. I've seen ability to be able to catch the football, and I'm, excited about him. Same thing as Joe Jackson, one of the young guys playing that position. He's been very impressive to me from the defensive standpoint. The offensive the tight ends, all those guys, starting with Ben Sennett, they've been, again, I said that the offense, they use them to attack. It's not always fun, but knowing that he's on our team, it's pretty cool to watch, those tight ends excel to perform and be a big part of the offense. The wide receivers, from Keegan Johnson to even all the way down to Sterling Lockett, they've been impressive. I've watched those guys, of course, in the spring, and you have to, handle them one-on-one. And so when you see those guys, I'm turning my pages because I don't want to forget any of them, because they'll be in my face talking about how I don't respect them. So guys like R.J. Garcia, I've watched R.J. from a young player, and now he's developed, grown into a leader in that room. But Jace Brown, who is a guy who just stepped on the campus, he's been impressive. His speed, his ability to get off the press has been impressive. Trey Spivey, who is a receiver with really good size, I've seen him flash throughout fall camp, and really impressed with him. from a defensive standpoint, the defensive line – man, I think that's one of our stronger units in terms of where they can develop to, where they can grow to. Cody Stufflebeam, Khalid Duke, Nate Matlack, Chidi, those guys from a defensive end standpoint have really been electric in terms of rushing the pass. I've been impressed with them. I've been impressed with Javon Banks as one of those inside guys. Of course, Uso can block out the sun, so he's going to be a very good player for us. Daniel Green, Asa, Jake Clifton, Dez Purnell, of course, Asa being a young guy, right? All those other guys are mainstays in that unit, and I've been impressed with their leadership. Austin Moore, there's not a play that goes down out there that he's not calling it out, right? That he's not telling us what the play is. And so I think that's attributed to his work ethic off the field in terms of the way he studies film and the way he studied our opponent. And I'm really impressed with him. I don't know if I talked about the offensive line, but I'll go back over there because Cooper Beebe and Andrew Lyon-Gang, Katori Levinston, Hayden Gillum, those guys throughout the spring, throughout the fall camp have been really effective, really good. It's been a healthy competition when I talk about the defensive line and the offensive line. So I'm excited about those guys again, and I don't even coach them. I talked about Trayshawn Ward, but I go right back to DJ Giddens because DJ Giddens has played a lot of football around here, and I remember a play when he was a freshman on the scout team, and DJ got the ball. He took the ball outside, and it was a live tackling drill, and we had about four defensive backs hit him. We had a linebacker hit him, and he hadn't hit the ground yet, right? So he showed on that play, he showed incredible balance. He showed incredible lower body strength. And that's what I saw the times when he was able to get into the games in the past. And so those are the kinds of things that I would continue to look for from DJ. Talk about the safeties. Kobe Savage, having him back out there with his leadership, his communication, his playmaking ability. I've been extremely impressed with him. So he's always a guy who's loud and communicative out there. And so our players, I think, depend on him to be that. Wesley Fair, V.J. Payne, Colby McAllister, of course, Marquis Siegel, have also been impressive as we've played throughout the spring. Now, when I talk about the best athletes on the field, the cornerbacks, Keenan Garber, moving over, and you know, if you know the story at all about Keenan Garber, a guy who played wide receiver and then toward the latter part of the year decided it's not working out and they wanted to try something different. And he spent a few weeks on scout team and with me, an individual, trying to learn the position. And the next thing you know, the guy's in the championship game wearing a zip-up penny. We don't even know what number he was wearing. And so that was a remarkable, really cool story of a guy that got an opportunity and made the most of it. Justice James, this fall camp has been really impressive. He's gone and he's really worked hard to understand the scheme, to understand where exactly he needs to be. And more than anything else, it's been cool to watch him be right a whole lot of times. Because when you're a young player and you get here, you spend a lot of time getting yelled at by the coach because you're wrong, because you're not aligned the right place and you're not doing it exactly the way you're supposed to be doing it. But this fall camp, he's made a few mistakes, but this fall camp, he's really done a good job of preparing himself, and I can see it. Will Lee is a guy who came in. Tell him I'm not here. But he's come in and really locked into the scheme, and he said it on the practice field a few times that he really feels good, that things are starting to slow down for him. He's a long, aggressive athlete. Reminds me a little bit of the guy we had last year. I can't think of his name, Brents. But I look for big things from him as well. Jacob Parrish, he's Jacob Parrish. And that's who he is. He's just Jacob Parrish. And that's what he's been this fall camp. It's funny when you think about Jacob that he's a freshman, you know, but At the end of the day, he's a focused athlete. He's a very competitive guy. He runs like the wind, and I'm very happy to have him. Kanijah Thomas is a young player who came in, and he was prepared. A lot of times freshmen don't come in prepared to get reps. They're just flying by the seat of their pants, but not this kid. He came in really prepared. He asked great questions. He's aggressive. And I'm also extremely excited to have him on the team. I've said a lot, and I'm not ready to stop talking, but I want to give you guys an opportunity to ask questions.
You have a lot more to replace on the defensive side of the ball this year than offense, but where's an area on defense where you can be better than last season?
Well, I think, you know, there's quite a few areas where the frontline guys are pretty good. They're experienced, but the backups, we got to continue to develop them because they don't have the experience, but we have incredible talent and incredible athletic ability is what we're seeing. And so, you know, the way you get better in that way is by reps. And if I had to think of a position group, then I would say it's mine. I would say that the cornerbacks, we need to have experience. I said Will Lee was an incredible athlete, but he doesn't have experience playing at K-State and playing in the Big 12. And so that's where we have to develop, especially the younger, the guys who are on the second line of defense. We have to develop them from an experience standpoint. And again, that's why fall camp is so important, because they're getting an opportunity to get reps. And when you go against our offense, you don't know what you might see. And so they're getting developed in the best ways.
When it comes to your position, how close are you to kind of determining a depth chart of sorts?
How many days do we have before the first game? Yeah, probably I'll decide in the third quarter of that game, right? No, seriously. It's an open competition, and it's best to be that way, especially in today's world. You know, transfer portal. If I'm third team, my bags are packed. I'm out of here, right? And so if guys earn the opportunities to get reps, then we want to give them as many reps as we can, and we want it to be an open competition until people set themselves apart, right? And then when they set themselves apart, we want them to understand that it's still competition. And so I think my guys understand that, is that everyone gets an opportunity to roll with the ones, everyone gets an opportunity to roll with the twos, everyone goes to all the fields, because you just never know in the Keenan Garber situation.
Coach, a couple of your JUCO guys, you mentioned one already, Will Lee. Is he solid at cornerback? Does he have the versatility to move around? How do you play him?
He'll move around. He'll move from left corner to right corner and then back to left corner again. And then maybe if things go right, he'll go back to right corner. He could definitely. He has the versatility to play other positions, but it would take like 7 or 8 strong weightlifters and boxers to get me to agree to that one. Or the head coach says he's moving.
And Kirksey, where does he fit in the linebacker rotation?
Yeah, I think, you know, from what I've seen from Kirksey, he's definitely a big, strong, powerful athlete who runs well. And so I think he fits right in there, you know, just like we told him in recruiting. He fits right in there with those linebackers. He's an inside player, probably best suited to be an inside. I won't say I'm Mike and I will are inside guys. But he's shown incredible athleticism, the ability to be able to run. Again, just like I said about some other guys, you know, it's just an opportunity to have experience in our system. Experience in our scheme is what he needs at this point.
Defensive ends are kind of rising to the top.
Well, from a young guy standpoint, been really impressed with Chidi. But in terms of the mainstays in that room, Khalid Duke, he's just like Jacob Paris. He's Khalid Duke, and he's been explosive. You know, we use a lot of technologies to be able to monitor, be able to measure explosiveness off the ball. And he's continually been one of those guys at the top, practice in and practice out. throughout the practice, throughout the duration of the practice. He's shown really good explosiveness. And when you're a defensive end and you're rushing the passer, that's one of the things that you have to have as a strong suit.
We asked Colin yesterday who stood out to him on defense, and the first thing out of his mouth was Uso. Wondering from your perspective, what has made him such a valuable player in camp?
Well, you know, he has a few knacks. One thing about him is, like I said, when he walks out there, it gets dark immediately. But then, you know, some defensive linemen, they never get their hands up, right? I think this dude takes great pride in his ability to be able to deflect balls. Right, he's done it in games. He always does it in practice. But then he does a great job, you know, beyond those things. He does a great job using his hands. When you have a guy that big who is able to command double teams, I think it's an asset for your defense. Very rarely is he single blocked. And if that's the case for one of your defensive linemen, I think it helps a lot of other people. And so I can understand why Colin would say that and why anyone on our staff would be impressed with Uso. But not only what he does on the field, he's also a guy who is well-liked in our locker room. And we think that he's going to develop over time into being one of our better leaders. And you always want your bigger guys to be the guy that other people listen to.
A feel yet for when he'll be back in practice?
Not at all, right? Not at all. I'm actually just trying to make sure I'm there every day.
Kind of similar question, the opposite side of the ball. What receivers have been giving you guys fits?
Fits?
Yeah, who's been the hardest guy to defend over there?
Yeah, I like that better. Because when you say fits, that just makes me smile, right? But Keegan Johnson, seriously, he's done a great job throughout the spring. And then just listening to the reports from the summer, RJ, of course. But then those younger, bigger guys, Irvin Nash has been I teased the cornerbacks the other day. I said, listen, don't get Nashed, right? Because he had a couple days where he was really effective. A guy that big, strong, can give you problems. So those guys especially, but man, across the board, Seth Porter, I mean, he's quicker than anybody out there. Same thing with Phil. You know, those guys, they continually challenge us. The thing with Seth and Phil is they've been around here so long, you look past them. But they all, starting with Keegan, RJ, Phil, Seth, Irwin, those guys have all been really good players for our offense, and they've challenged us every day. They work hard. Coach Middleton, I watched that guy pre-practice, and he has those guys out there preparing them for the day of practice. So it's been cool to compete with them, to as much as I can give them a hard time and keep them going and keep our guys, you know, battling day after day.
Your corners set a really high standard last season. I mean, you got outstanding play from two guys that are in the NFL now. Can your young guys match that level?
You know, I say that, you know, when Julius Brents walked in these doors, nobody knew who he was. He was a guy from another university that didn't make it, you could say, right? And so I take pride as a coach in getting guys to understand that it's a process. It's a process that they have to go through. It's a process that I have to go through, right? Because there's been some sleepless nights, you know, wondering what I was going to do without Julius and Echo, right? I'm past it. I'm okay now. And so we all have to be okay. And no, they won't match it at the start, but I think they all have the ability to develop into the consistency that those guys showed as they, you know, finished out their careers here. Again, like I talked about, Jacob Parrish and Will, Keenan, Justice, those guys are they are guys that I know that we're going to be able to depend on. Day one, game two, well, they're going to make some mistakes, right? Whenever you're playing with younger guys, whenever you're playing with inexperienced guys, they just hadn't seen enough pictures. And so they're going to struggle at times, but the expectation is that they lift their games, that they raise their levels to play at a high, play up to our standard. Because Julius and Echo, they set the standard. They set the standard for the room. And because they're not here anymore, that means nothing to me. Doesn't mean anything to our players. Won't mean anything to those fans sitting in the stands. And so we're going to have to get there and get there fast.
Last season started with what seemed like a really bad non-conference loss, turned out to be a really good Tulane team, and ended with a Big 12 championship. What did you learn about this program and the program's growth so far?
Well, for our players, when the game's over, the game is over. We can't take it another week. And that was the messaging in the locker room after. You know, always Coach Kleiman, he allowed me to speak to the team at that moment when we were not victorious. And in my head, I'm thinking, this is no fun, right? But it's important in that moment to give the right message, because that message is the message that either holds you back the next week or it can propel you into the following weeks. And so for me, you know, that loss, that won't be the last loss that we'll ever have here, just so you guys know, right? That won't be the last place of adversity that we'll ever be in this program. And so it's so important that we give the messages to our players that, man, adversity is going to come, right? We can't change anything about what happened in that game. And there was not any moments before or during that game that we took Tulane lightly, right? No, Tulane is a good team. They were a good team, and they played very well on that day. And we didn't play our best game, right? But Tulane played their best game. And so we as a team, we felt like we grew from that moment and had an understanding that we have to play our best game every week, because the opponent, no matter who they might be, they will always do that.
Now that you've been in it for a few years now, what do you like best about the 3-3-5, and how have you seen that develop within the defense here?
Well, from a defensive standpoint, we face the RPO game, the run pass option game, and I think that defense gives you a multitude of options to be able to defend that offensive scheme, the offensive schemes that we face in college football today. And so as we continue to grow, continue to learn this defense, it's not something, again, that I said this last year, right? I said it year one that we went here, is that this is not our home, right? But it's beginning to feel like home, right? And it's beginning to feel like home for the players who've been in our system for a while, and we continually advance it. We continually do things that maybe we didn't do last year, and that's cool. That's cool to be able to watch our coaches learn, our players learn, and across the country, you know, you see defenses use these schemes, and so we feel like we're on the right track from a defensive standpoint, and for Joe and for the rest of our staff, it's for me to watch it all. It's just been, like I said, a cool experience to watch us grow together and our players totally buy into the direction that we've gone. But it's been, I think, a great scheme to be able to allow us to defend the RPOs and the schemes that we are being attacked with today.
After kind of getting thrown into the deep end midway through last year, what's kind of the next step that you want to see Jacob Parrish take this season?
Well, I think his leadership, as he and I have had discussions, his leadership is important because he's a very good player. He's a focused player, and he competes. And I have continually talked to him about having an understanding that everyone's watching. Right, they're watching you, and there's no more lead by example. Right, we need him to lead and be a vocal part of our defense because he has the credibility to be able to do that. Again, you're talking about a sophomore. You know what I mean? Normally, you talk about juniors and seniors, but this guy, when he's a junior and he's a senior, he's going to be off the charts with his play. And so it's one of those things where I continually, as a coach, continually push him to be a leader. He runs well. He's competitive. He understands the schemes. He communicates when he's on the field. And so from that standpoint, I just want him to continue to refine those things. But where I want him to grow the most will be in his leadership off the field and being a vocal guy to bring guys along with him.
What's impressed you the most about Marquis Siegel since he's gotten on campus?
He reminds me, when you talk about a guy who walks in off the campus of from another university, of Josh Hayes, right? He is a personable guy. A lot of players on our team like him. On the field, he's competitive. He's a feisty player. Again, reminding me of Rush Yeast and Josh Hayes. And so I've been impressed with his ability to be able to come in and develop relationships and to be able to learn our schemes, to be able to play with an incredible amount of confidence, which is what I've seen him do since he's been here. And I think the sky definitely is the limit for what he can do for our program.
From a holistic approach, Van, every year you kind of have a different team. Have you been able to kind of recognize what kind of team this is at this stage, and what have you learned most about the team at this point?
Well, I think at this point where we are, you know, 4 years in for us, going on five, we see players on our team who coach said it when he came here, this is your team, right? And I think over time, your players do screen, this is his team. You know, Will Howard, this is his team. Seth Porter, Randon Plattner, Cooper Beebe. Those guys believe that this is their team. And what our identity is for the 2023 season, we're still developing that. But I think it's going to be flavored in our core values. It's going to be flavored in hard working. It's going to be flavored in fundamentals. It's going to be flavored in playing hard and finishing games and finishing plays. It's going to be flavored in those type things, because those guys who I said the team belongs to, that's who they are. You know, that's who Deuce Green is. That's who Randon Plattner is. And those guys, as a staff, we are proud to be able to hand the team off to those people, because at this point in our development of this program, of this culture, we feel like, man, these are the guys, they've been in it. They've been in the ups, they've been in the downs, and these are the guys that you want to hand it over to. And it's also really exciting to see that they've done, and they're continually doing a great job of developing the next level of player from a leadership standpoint to be able to pass those same keys off to them. Because if Coach has said this many times, if it's about us, if the coaches are holding you accountable, if the coaches are doing all the yelling and screaming, then it's not as good as it could be.
Last one here. Last year Oklahoma, this year Missouri. Is there any different level of preparation for that first road game out of the gates?
Not really. Because our guys, I think we understand, and younger guys may not, but our older guys, they understand it doesn't matter where you play. And we've had some great former players speak to our team, and that's a part of the messaging that they've given us, is that it does not matter where we play. It doesn't matter who we play. We have to take our intensity. We have to take our focus. We have to take our preparation level. We have to take it into that stadium with us. And so going on the road to play Missouri, there'll be some other games that will be a challenge. There'll be some other games along the way throughout the season that we'll have to handle adversity as we step onto that field. And so our guys have to relish in that. They have to respect and understand that playing at home is, and we're going to get some great opportunities to do it, is cool, right? But you want to take the next step in your program, you have to play the same way. You have to play with the same intensity, with the same focus when you're staying at a different hotel, when you're walking in a different locker room. And so we feel like our older guys get that, but we got to make sure we continue to pass that messaging to our young guys.